Thy mercy, my God, is the theme of
welcome, friends, to another broadcast of Morsels for Zion's Poor.
The cities of this world have all been indwelt by wicked men, and the concentration of their populations has encouraged that innate wickedness, which we see as the Lord destroyed the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah. Lot was rescued from this destruction because he was just. He was just not because of his morality, but because of the one who is the justifier of his elect. There was nothing upright in Lot's conduct in the ensuing days, and nothing commendable about his sin. Yet the Lord meant his actions for good, as his incestuous liaison produced offspring from which the lineage of Christ is traced. In this the Lord would show us that there is no good thing in men. All of their righteousness is that which is imputed to them by the Redeemer. While we find no recommendation in the Scriptures for city dwelling, yet the Lord is pleased to call his sheep even while they are in the midst of these ungodly habitations. One of these cities which has prominent reference made in the New Testament is the city of Antioch. It is mentioned 18 times. The Lord had people in that city, both Jew and Gentile, whom he would call out of darkness and into the light. Thus he was pleased to send messengers, that is, gospel preachers, to declare the unsearchable riches of Christ, that they might hear and believe and flee from that city, that is, this evil world, and its ensuing destruction, even as the saints of old. When many believers were scattered in the days following the stoning of Stephen, some of them went to the city of Antioch. At the first, they, being Jews, only preached to the Jews of that city. One of those men was Nicholas, who was a native of Antioch, who had become a Jewish proselyte, who had moved to Jerusalem, where he heard and believed the gospel, and was one of the seven who were appointed as the first servants of the church there. The Lord raised up many who believed the gospel of the glory of Jesus Christ, and upon hearing of their faith, the church at Jerusalem sent Barnabas to bear witness of them and to them. While he was there, the Lord caused many of the Jews to believe. In time, Barnabas left Antioch in search of Paul, and finding him, brought him back to Antioch. They both assembled with these believers for a year, and the Scripture notes that it was here at Antioch that those who confessed to being the followers of Christ were first called Christians. And when he had found him, he brought him unto Antioch, and the disciples were called Christians first in Antioch. This name, though probably bestowed upon them in a derisive way by the unbelievers in the city, was actually quite a mark of honor, for it indicates that they were openly confessing those things that they believed and walked in obedience to those precepts. We sadly point out that this name has come to mean very little in the present day, since it is applied to men in such a general way as to signify nothing, and most claiming to be such can produce little evidence in support of it. I know thy works, that thou hast a name that thou livest, and art dead. These Christians in Antioch sent monetary gifts for the relief of the suffering brethren in Jerusalem, demonstrating their willingness to bear one another's burdens. It was here in Antioch that the Lord was pleased to move among the people to send Barnabas and Saul, not yet called Paul, into the work which he had called them to do in carrying the gospel to the island of Cyprus. When they returned to Antioch, they went to the synagogue, as was their custom as Jews, on the Sabbath, that is, the seventh day of the week, and while there declared the unsearchable riches of the crucified and risen Christ. Few of the Jews desired to hear of this man, yet many of the Gentiles who gathered on the fringes of that assembly desired to hear more of these things. Thus Saul and Barnabas spoke to them on the following Sabbath, and the multitude of the Jews made a mockery of them. But nearly the whole city turned out to listen to this message. Here we read one of the most glorious and incontrovertible passages in the Scriptures, which declares the sovereign electing grace of God in appointing his people unto salvation. And when the Gentiles heard this, they were glad, and glorified the word of the Lord. And as many as were ordained to eternal life believed. And the word of the Lord was published throughout all the region. All of these things happened in Antioch unto the glory of our blessed God and Savior. Have you believed and fled to Christ for refuge? He is the Savior of sinners.
For a free CD containing 15 of these radio broadcasts, send an email to forthepoor@windstream.net.